It's Spoiler in Time. This week on Spoiler in Time, we will take all that hard work we do on Cord Killers, figuring out how to watch things, and now having watched them talk about them, this week we're going to talk about The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 1 and 2 of season 6, the last season of The Larry Sanders Show. Talk about Lovecraft Country, episode 2, and Star Trek Lower Decks, episode 3. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Hey, beautiful people. So last week you said that you couldn't, you insisted that we talk about Larry Sanders all as, what are we starting with?
Let's start with Star Trek Lower Decks.
Okay, good. Thank you. Sorry, you built the last words I heard were Larry Sanders. I was like, Larry Sanders.
But he said the Sanders. No, we're talking about Star Trek Lower Decks, the episode called Temporal Edict, about workplace management. Like this episode probably made me fall in love with Lower Decks.
I'm so glad you said it
first. And
Ensign
Mariner. And also, on paper, shouldn't be as interesting as it was.
I definitely had that same thought, where it's like, I think I'm in love. I think I love everything about this show. I think it's punchy. It's genuinely funny. The characters are all cartoons, but that's why they're cartoons.
But it's a cartoon. Yeah.
They are so perfectly precise character diamonds. Like, I can already, in 3 20-minute episodes, tell you how almost every character would react in any situation at this point, which is masterful punchy writing. And as somebody who loves comedy and appreciates not wasting my time, here's the other thing that's fun is I thought I would hate it being a cartoon and a comedy because it would reduce all of my Star Wars or Star Trek experience. But instead, there's a shared collective backstory where they can do a throwaway line that on the surface, you don't need to know what a Cardassian is. But if you do, it's a little bit funnier, you know?
And right. They do a good job of walking that line of this is not going to impede you if you don't get it. You're not going to feel like, wait, am I left out? Do I not? Am I missing something? Because they do enough explanation around it that you get the context. But if you do know it, there is a little extra punch there. I felt that way about the entire buffer time. Like, that works in any episode of any show, right? The idea of like, oh, we always exaggerate and then the office wants to crack down. But it's extra fun in the Star Trek universe where, like, that's a thing since Scotty in the original series that people have poked fun of and even alluded to in various iterations of Star Trek.
Well, and I think that's the beauty of Lower Decks is I've not liked... and I'm glad that they killed the Star Wars version, you know, the robot chicken stuff. Like, all of those jokes boil down to remember this, you know, kind of like political comedy's gotten really hard because so many punchlines are, and our president is an orange cheetah. Like it's like, no, I need something better. You can't have the punchline be, this was a thing. I really don't feel like they're doing that at all. I mean, they are building a story. I'm falling in love with the crew. I'm falling in love. I'm looking forward to the relationships. And they set up in the first episode and have not touched the fact that, what's our main character's name?
Boimler or Mariner?
Mariner, the one whose mom is the captain.
Yeah, Mariner.
Mariner,
like,
yeah.
They've not even touched that. Like, and that's... That is such good writing to just, you know, throw it out and have that be its moment. And that's a pregnant, like, that's gonna pay off or be significant at some point. But meanwhile, they're
but
too busy.
You're not gonna feel beaten over the head with it.
Yeah,
right?
They're too busy telling other, better, more interesting stories.
And the fact that you didn't realize it until that moment they revealed it now feels legitimate because you're like, oh yeah, nobody ever talks about it, right? It's not
like, why would you? Why would any character walk around, you know, talking about how you're related to the boss?
And I feel like they did that again, I'll be interested to see, with the romantic tension between Ensign Mariner and Commander Ransom, which they just kind of lightly dusted. They didn't push it. And I don't think it's going to be mentioned at all in the next episode, but it's going to come back.
But they also, so yeah, they set it up and they did the hard thing, which is to bookend it with him throwing her in the brig and her just going punk rock, kicking over stuff. Like, good, I love the brig.
I mean, oh my God. Yeah, Mariner is possibly, I mean, I'm exaggerating right now because, you know, I'm in love, but I think she's my favorite Star Trek character ever.
I agree. Like I got to learn the characters' names, but the fact that she walks on stage says, I don't know what the song is, you know, but who cares? It just starts just thrashing. And then,
right. And then, and then the just says, you're welcome. Of it, like shaking the Klingon ship through the vacuum of space. Like, I don't even care. It's funny.
It's a very good show, and I'm going to feel weird recommending it highly. And this is going to be one that my wife is going to roll her eyes. I guess the pitch I'm going to give to my wife is, okay, what if Rick and Morty wasn't gross and was in the Star Trek universe and gave respect to the universe? She'll be like, maybe.
That doesn't sound possible. Yeah, yeah. We'll just see about that. No, I'm fully on board. It's going to be tough to keep this up. It's a balancing act that they're running. So I'm not necessarily so starry-eyed that I think every episode from here on out will be as good as this one. But I'm curious to see them pull off this low rise act, if you will.
Three for three. I mean, they're batting 1,000 in my book. To be honest, I'm surprised that the IMDb rating is only 6.4. That Star Trek isn't for everybody.
Yeah, no accounting for taste.
I keep having the same thing where it's like, this is the I think as the non Star Trek voice in the room, I feel like you could write a funnier version of this that's not Star Trek.
It's possible. That's what Orville tried to do, right? Like, what if we were freed from the canon? Can we write a really funny thing? And they did.
Because I could just tell, like, there was a line about Kirk that didn't play for me at all in this episode. Because, okay, cool. Is the guy.
For example, I believe the Kirk moment was related to how he fought the monster, and a good example is when he was fighting the monster, every single blow was a double-fisted hit, which probably didn't matter or register.
Very weird
or
to me, yeah.
But to you, it just looked like that's a wacky way for someone to fight. But to people who, you know, for 50 years have been following the canon, they're all like, oh my God, he's like, it was one move that Kirk did once, but it was iconic. And this guy, there's kind of a second layer joke that it's the only move that he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's just where, like, I think it's, I'm just always going to bump up against that audience, that knowledge level for the show. Fair. But I like
that you're our index for that, because I feel like the show's pretty good at it.
Yeah. And I like the concept, and I like the execution, and, like, you know, the actual comedy writing is generally good. Like, it escalates rather well. It resolves really well. It's a really dense show is the other thing. Like, Mariner especially talks very fast. They put a lot into these 30-minute episodes, not even 30 minutes.
If you don't listen to your podcast at 2x, it's hard to follow Lower Decks at 1x.
Ooh, that's interesting. I wonder how primed we've
because I only
become.
Listen 1x. Yeah. I am only, I'm a 1x purist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wild.
The other thing I want to acknowledge is the great button with Boimler being the only one who follows the rules and likes the buffer time system, the new system that they try to put in place that makes the ship fall apart, realizes that it's only for him, not everyone, and then has the rule that rules are bad named after him. And the fictional future where they're like, Boimler was the least rule following ensign ever all time.
Yeah. No, it's great. I'm really enjoying it. Oh, and a visual treat as well, like from a design aesthetic. Little things like the rolled up sleeves and
a lot of like shading. Like, you don't get a lot of shading in animated comedies like this, even like Rick and Morty. But like, I noticed it a lot, and it's not used for effect. It's used like, that's just like the standard of their animation, which is like not easy to do. And it's like an extra bit of detail that goes kind of a long way.
It is. It's both rich and crisp, and that is a hard slider bar, because one is too expensive and unmaintainable, and also not funny. It seems to hit the Futurama sweet spot for me in terms of animation quality.
That is Star Trek Lower Decks, Episode 3.